John Adams. By David McCullough. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. John Adams by David McCullough is a biography of the second President of the United States. The book begins with a brief overview of Adams's life, from his birth in 1735 to his death in 1826. It then moves on to a more detailed examination of his life, focusing on his political career and his role in the American Revolution. Adams was a key figure in the Revolution, serving as a delegate to the Continental Congress and helping to draft the Declaration of Independence. He was also a major proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. After the Revolution, Adams served as the first Vice President and then as the second President of the United States. The book also covers his later years, including his retirement and his death. Throughout the book, McCullough paints a vivid portrait of Adams's life and times, highlighting his courage, intelligence, and dedication to the cause of American independence. He also examines Adams's relationships with his family, friends, and political rivals, and his legacy as one of the founding fathers of the United States. John Adams is a comprehensive and engaging biography of one of the most important figures in American history. McCullough's vivid writing style brings Adams's life and times to life, and his detailed research provides a thorough examination of Adams's life and legacy. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the founding fathers and the American Revolution. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. John Adams was a founding father of the United States. John Adams was a prominent leader of the American Revolution and a major figure in the early history of the United States. He was a delegate to the Continental Congress, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and the second President of the United States. John Adams was a founding father of the United States who played a pivotal role in the American Revolution and the early history of the United States. He was a delegate to the Continental Congress, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and the second President of the United States. Adams was a passionate advocate for the cause of American independence, and he was instrumental in the passage of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. He was also a key figure in the negotiations that led to the Treaty of Paris in 1783, which ended the Revolutionary War and secured American independence. Adams was a strong believer in the principles of republicanism and the rule of law, and he was a staunch defender of the rights of the people. He was a tireless advocate for the establishment of a strong federal government, and he was a major proponent of the Constitution of the United States. Adams was also a major proponent of the Bill of Rights, which he believed was essential to protect the rights of the people from the power of the government. Adams was a brilliant political thinker and a passionate patriot. He was a man of great integrity and courage, and he was a leader who was willing to take risks and stand up for what he believed in. He was a man of great vision and foresight, and he was a major figure in the early history of the United States. Adams was a founding father of the United States, and his legacy lives on in the nation he helped to create. Main idea number 2. Adams was a passionate advocate for independence. Adams was a passionate advocate for American independence from Great Britain and was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. He was a leader in the Continental Congress and was a major proponent of the Constitution. Adams was a passionate advocate for American independence from Great Britain. He was a leader in the Continental Congress and was a major proponent of the Declaration of Independence. He was a strong proponent of the idea of a unified nation and was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. He was a vocal critic of the British government and its policies, and he was a major proponent of the Constitution. He was a strong believer in the power of the people and was a major proponent of the idea of a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Adams was a major proponent of the idea of a unified nation and was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. He was a vocal critic of the British government and its policies, and he was a major proponent of the Constitution. He was a strong believer in the power of the people and was a major proponent of the idea of a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. He was a passionate advocate for American independence and was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. Main idea number 3. Adams was a strong believer in the rule of law. Adams was a strong believer in the rule of law and was a major proponent of the Constitution. He was a major advocate for the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government. Adams was a strong believer in the rule of law. He was a major proponent of the Constitution and a major advocate for the separation of powers. He believed that the federal government should be strong and that it should be able to enforce the laws of the land. Adams was a firm believer in the idea that the government should be held accountable for its actions and that it should be held to the highest standards of justice. He was a strong advocate for the protection of individual rights and liberties, and he was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights. Adams was a strong believer in the idea that the government should be held to the same standards as its citizens, and he was a major proponent of the idea of checks and balances. He was a major proponent of the idea that the government should be held accountable for its actions and that it should be held to the highest standards of justice. Adams was a major proponent of the idea that the government should be held to the same standards as its citizens. He was a strong advocate for the protection of individual rights and liberties, and he was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights. Adams was a strong believer in the idea that the government should be held accountable for its actions and that it should be held to the highest standards of justice. He was a major proponent of the idea of checks and balances, and he was a major proponent of the idea that the government should be held to the same standards as its citizens. Adams was a major proponent of the idea that the government should be held accountable for its actions and that it should be held to the highest standards of justice. Main idea number 4. Adams was a major proponent of the Constitution. Adams was a major proponent of the Constitution and was a major advocate for the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government. He was a major force in the push for the ratification of the Constitution. Adams was a major proponent of the Constitution and was a major advocate for the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government. He argued that the Constitution was the only way to ensure the survival of the United States and to protect the rights of its citizens. Adams was a major force in the push for the ratification of the Constitution, and he was one of the most vocal supporters of the document. He wrote numerous essays and pamphlets in support of the Constitution, and he was a major figure in the debates that took place in the state ratifying conventions. Adams was also a major proponent of the Bill of Rights, and he argued that it was essential to protect the rights of citizens from the potential abuses of the federal government. Adams was a major proponent of the Constitution and was a major advocate for the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government. He argued that the Constitution was the only way to ensure the survival of the United States and to protect the rights of its citizens. Adams was a major force in the push for the ratification of the Constitution, and he was one of the most vocal supporters of the document. He wrote numerous essays and pamphlets in support of the Constitution, and he was a major figure in the debates that took place in the state ratifying conventions. Adams was also a major proponent of the Bill of Rights, and he argued that it was essential to protect the rights of citizens from the potential abuses of the federal government. Adams was a strong believer in the power of the federal government to protect the rights of citizens and to ensure the stability of the nation. He argued that the Constitution was the only way to ensure the survival of the United States and to protect the rights of its citizens. Adams was a major force in the push for the ratification of the Constitution, and he was one of the most vocal supporters of the document. He wrote numerous essays and pamphlets in support of the Constitution, and he was a major figure in the debates that took place in the state ratifying conventions. Adams was also a major proponent of the Bill of Rights, and he argued that it was essential to protect the rights of citizens from the potential abuses of the federal government. Main idea number 5. Adams was a major figure in the early history of the United States. Adams was a major figure in the early history of the United States. He was a delegate to the Continental Congress, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and the second President of the United States. Adams was a major figure in the early history of the United States. He was a delegate to the Continental Congress, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and the second President of the United States. Adams was a leader in the American Revolution, advocating for independence from Great Britain and helping to draft the Declaration of Independence. He was a major proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and he was instrumental in the establishment of the federal government. Adams was also a strong advocate for the rights of the people, and he was a vocal critic of the abuses of power by the British government. He was a tireless advocate for the rights of the American people, and he was a major figure in the early history of the United States. Adams was a brilliant statesman and a passionate patriot. He was a man of strong convictions and a deep commitment to the ideals of the American Revolution. He was a tireless advocate for the rights of the people, and he was a major figure in the early history of the United States. Adams was a leader in the American Revolution, advocating for independence from Great Britain and helping to draft the Declaration of Independence. He was a major proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and he was instrumental in the establishment of the federal government. Adams was also a strong advocate for the rights of the people, and he was a vocal critic of the abuses of power by the British government. Main idea number 6. Adams was a major advocate for American independence from Great Britain. Adams was a major advocate for American independence from Great Britain and was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. He was a leader in the Continental Congress and was a major proponent of the Constitution. Adams was a major advocate for American independence from Great Britain. He was a leader in the Continental Congress and was a major proponent of the Constitution. He was a strong proponent of the Declaration of Independence, and was one of the signers of the document. Adams was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence, and he was a major proponent of the Constitution. He was a strong advocate for the rights of the American people, and he was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights. Adams was a major proponent of the American Revolution, and he was a major proponent of the American Revolution's ideals of liberty and freedom. Adams was a major proponent of the American Revolution, and he was a major proponent of the American Revolution's ideals of liberty and freedom. He was a strong advocate for the rights of the American people, and he was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights. Adams was a major proponent of the Constitution, and he was a major proponent of the Declaration of Independence. He was a major advocate for American independence from Great Britain, and he was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. Main idea number 7. Adams was a strong proponent of the separation of powers. Adams was a strong proponent of the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government. He was a major advocate for the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government. Adams was a strong proponent of the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government. He believed that the three branches of government, the executive, legislative, and judicial, should be kept separate and distinct from one another in order to prevent any one branch from becoming too powerful. He argued that the separation of powers would ensure that the government was accountable to the people and that it would be able to effectively address the needs of the nation. Adams also argued that the federal government should have the power to regulate interstate commerce and to levy taxes in order to fund its operations. He believed that the federal government should be strong enough to protect the rights of citizens and to ensure the nation's security. Adams was a major advocate for the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government. He argued that the three branches of government should be kept separate and distinct from one another in order to prevent any one branch from becoming too powerful. He believed that the separation of powers would ensure that the government was accountable to the people and that it would be able to effectively address the needs of the nation. Adams also argued that the federal government should have the power to regulate interstate commerce and to levy taxes in order to fund its operations. He believed that the federal government should be strong enough to protect the rights of citizens and to ensure the nation's security. Main idea number 8. Adams was a major force in the push for the ratification of the Constitution. Adams was a major force in the push for the ratification of the Constitution. He was a major advocate for the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government. John Adams was a major force in the push for the ratification of the Constitution. He was a passionate advocate for the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government. Adams was a key figure in the debates over the Constitution, and he was instrumental in convincing the Massachusetts legislature to ratify the document. He argued that the Constitution was necessary to protect the rights of the people and to ensure the stability of the nation. Adams also argued that the Constitution was the only way to ensure that the states would remain united and that the nation would remain strong. He believed that the Constitution was the only way to ensure that the nation would remain free and independent. Adams was a tireless advocate for the Constitution, and his efforts were instrumental in its eventual ratification. Main idea number 9. Adams was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights. Adams was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights and was a major advocate for the protection of civil liberties. He was a major proponent of the First Amendment and was a major advocate for the protection of religious freedom. Adams was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights and was a major advocate for the protection of civil liberties. He was a major proponent of the First Amendment and was a major advocate for the protection of religious freedom. Adams believed that the Bill of Rights was essential to protect the rights of citizens and to ensure that the government did not overstep its bounds. He argued that the Bill of Rights was necessary to protect the rights of individuals from the government and to ensure that the government did not become too powerful. Adams was a strong advocate for the protection of civil liberties and argued that the Bill of Rights was essential to ensure that the government did not infringe upon the rights of citizens. Adams was also a major proponent of the Second Amendment and argued that it was necessary to protect the rights of citizens to bear arms. He argued that the Second Amendment was essential to ensure that citizens could protect themselves from a tyrannical government. Adams argued that the Second Amendment was necessary to ensure that citizens could protect themselves from a government that was too powerful and that could potentially infringe upon the rights of citizens. Adams was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights and was a major advocate for the protection of civil liberties. He argued that the Bill of Rights was essential to protect the rights of citizens and to ensure that the government did not overstep its bounds. Adams was a strong advocate for the protection of civil liberties and argued that the Bill of Rights was essential to ensure that the government did not infringe upon the rights of citizens. Main idea number 10. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of civil liberties. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of civil liberties and was a major proponent of the First Amendment and the protection of religious freedom. He was a major advocate for the protection of the rights of citizens and the protection of the rule of law. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of civil liberties. He was a major proponent of the First Amendment and the protection of religious freedom. He argued that the government should not interfere with the rights of citizens, and that the rule of law should be respected. Adams was a strong believer in the separation of church and state, and he argued that the government should not be allowed to impose its religious beliefs on citizens. He also argued for the protection of the rights of individuals, including the right to free speech, the right to a fair trial, and the right to privacy. Adams was a strong advocate for the protection of civil liberties and was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights. He argued that the government should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of citizens, and that the rule of law should be respected. Adams was a strong believer in the separation of church and state, and he argued that the government should not be allowed to impose its religious beliefs on citizens. He also argued for the protection of the rights of individuals, including the right to free speech, the right to a fair trial, and the right to privacy. Main idea number 11. Adams was a major proponent of the First Amendment. Adams was a major proponent of the First Amendment and was a major advocate for the protection of religious freedom. He was a major advocate for the protection of the rights of citizens and the protection of the rule of law. Adams was a major proponent of the First Amendment and was a major advocate for the protection of religious freedom. He believed that the government should not interfere with the practice of any religion, and that the government should not be able to dictate what people should or should not believe. Adams was also a strong advocate for the protection of the rights of citizens, and he believed that the government should not be able to infringe upon the rights of its citizens. He was a major advocate for the protection of the rule of law, and he believed that the government should be held accountable for its actions. Adams was a major proponent of the First Amendment and was a major advocate for the protection of religious freedom, the rights of citizens, and the rule of law. Main idea number 12. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of religious freedom. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of religious freedom and was a major proponent of the First Amendment. He was a major advocate for the protection of the rights of citizens and the protection of the rule of law. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of religious freedom. He believed that the government should not interfere with the practice of any religion, and that citizens should be free to practice their faith without fear of persecution. Adams was a major proponent of the First Amendment, which guarantees the right to freedom of religion. He argued that the government should not be allowed to establish a state religion, and that citizens should be free to practice their faith without fear of government interference. Adams also argued that the government should not be allowed to interfere with the free exercise of religion, and that citizens should be free to express their beliefs without fear of government retribution. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of the rights of citizens and the protection of the rule of law. He argued that the government should not be allowed to infringe upon the rights of citizens, and that citizens should be free to express their opinions without fear of government retribution. Adams also argued that the government should not be allowed to interfere with the free exercise of religion, and that citizens should be free to practice their faith without fear of government interference. Main idea number 13. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of the rights of citizens. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of the rights of citizens and the protection of the rule of law. He was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights and was a major advocate for the protection of civil liberties. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of the rights of citizens and the protection of the rule of law. He was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights and was a major advocate for the protection of civil liberties. Adams believed that the government should be limited in its power and that citizens should be protected from the government's abuse of power. He argued that the government should not be able to infringe upon the rights of citizens, and that citizens should be able to challenge the government if it did. Adams was also a strong proponent of the separation of powers, believing that the government should be divided into three branches in order to prevent any one branch from becoming too powerful. He argued that the government should be accountable to the people, and that the people should have the right to challenge the government if it acted in an unjust manner. Adams was also a major advocate for the protection of the rights of minorities. He argued that all citizens should be treated equally, regardless of race, religion, or gender. He believed that the government should not be able to discriminate against any group of people, and that all citizens should have the same rights and freedoms. Adams was also a strong proponent of religious freedom, believing that the government should not be able to interfere with the practice of any religion. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of the rights of citizens and the protection of the rule of law. He was a major proponent of the Bill of Rights and was a major advocate for the protection of civil liberties. Adams believed that the government should be limited in its power and that citizens should be protected from the government's abuse of power. He argued that the government should not be able to infringe upon the rights of citizens, and that citizens should be able to challenge the government if it did. Main idea number 14. Adams was a major proponent of the establishment of a strong federal government. Adams was a major proponent of the establishment of a strong federal government and was a major advocate for the separation of powers. He was a major force in the push for the ratification of the Constitution and was a strong believer in the rule of law. Adams was a major proponent of the establishment of a strong federal government. He believed that the government should be powerful enough to protect the rights of citizens, while also allowing for the states to maintain their autonomy. He was a major advocate for the separation of powers, believing that the executive, legislative, and judicial branches should be kept distinct and independent from one another. He was a major force in the push for the ratification of the Constitution, and was a strong believer in the rule of law. He argued that the government should be held accountable to the people, and that the Constitution should be interpreted in a way that would protect the rights of citizens. Adams was also a strong proponent of the Bill of Rights, believing that it was essential to protect the rights of citizens from the potential abuses of the government. He argued that the government should be limited in its power, and that the people should have the right to challenge the government if it oversteps its bounds. He was a major advocate for the establishment of a strong federal government, believing that it was necessary to protect the rights of citizens and to ensure the stability of the nation. Main idea number 15. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of the rule of law. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of the rule of law and was a strong believer in the rule of law. He was a major proponent of the Constitution and was a major advocate for the protection of civil liberties and the protection of religious freedom. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of the rule of law. He believed that the rule of law was essential for a just and equitable society, and he was a strong proponent of the Constitution. He argued that the Constitution was the best way to ensure that the rights of citizens were protected and that the government was held accountable for its actions. Adams was also a major advocate for the protection of civil liberties and the protection of religious freedom. He argued that the government should not interfere with the free exercise of religion, and he was a strong proponent of the separation of church and state. Adams was a major advocate for the protection of the rule of law and was a strong believer in the rule of law. Main idea number 16. Adams was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. Adams was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence and was a passionate advocate for American independence from Great Britain. He was a leader in the Continental Congress and was a major proponent of the Constitution. Adams was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. He was a passionate advocate for American independence from Great Britain and a leader in the Continental Congress. He was a major proponent of the Constitution and was instrumental in the drafting of the Declaration of Independence. Adams was a tireless advocate for the cause of independence, and his efforts were instrumental in the eventual adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Adams was a vocal proponent of the Declaration of Independence and was a major force in the push for its adoption. He argued passionately for the document's adoption and was a key figure in the debates that led to its passage. Adams was a major proponent of the Declaration of Independence and was a major influence in the eventual adoption of the document. Adams was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence and was a passionate advocate for American independence from Great Britain. He was a leader in the Continental Congress and was a major proponent of the Constitution. Adams was a tireless advocate for the cause of independence and his efforts were instrumental in the eventual adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Main idea number 17. Adams was a leader in the Continental Congress. Adams was a leader in the Continental Congress and was a major proponent of the Constitution. He was a major advocate for American independence from Great Britain and was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. John Adams was a leader in the Continental Congress and a major proponent of the Constitution. He was a major advocate for American independence from Great Britain and was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. Adams was a tireless worker and a passionate speaker, and he was instrumental in the debates that led to the adoption of the Constitution. He was also a major proponent of the Bill of Rights, which he believed was essential to protect the rights of citizens. Adams was a strong believer in the rule of law and the importance of a strong central government. He was a leader in the effort to create a unified nation and was a major proponent of the idea of a federal government. Adams was a major figure in the early years of the United States and was a key figure in the development of the nation. He was a major proponent of the idea of a strong central government and was a major advocate for the adoption of the Constitution. He was also a major proponent of the Bill of Rights, which he believed was essential to protect the rights of citizens. Adams was a strong believer in the rule of law and the importance of a strong central government. He was a leader in the effort to create a unified nation and was a major proponent of the idea of a federal government. Main idea number 18. Adams was a passionate advocate for American independence from Great Britain. Adams was a passionate advocate for American independence from Great Britain and was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. He was a leader in the Continental Congress and was a major proponent of the Constitution. Adams was a passionate advocate for American independence from Great Britain. He was a leader in the Continental Congress and was a major proponent of the Declaration of Independence. He was a strong believer in the power of the people to govern themselves and was a vocal critic of the British government. He argued that the colonies had the right to self-governance and that the British government had no right to impose taxes or laws on them without their consent. He was a major proponent of the Constitution and was instrumental in its adoption. He was also a strong advocate for the Bill of Rights, which he believed was essential to protect the rights of the people. Adams was a tireless advocate for American independence and was a major force in the push for the Declaration of Independence. He was a major proponent of the Constitution and was instrumental in its adoption. He was also a strong advocate for the Bill of Rights, which he believed was essential to protect the rights of the people. He was a passionate believer in the power of the people to govern themselves and was a vocal critic of the British government. He argued that the colonies had the right to self-governance and that the British government had no right to impose taxes or laws on them without their consent. Main idea number 19. Adams was a strong believer in the rule of law and the protection of civil liberties. Adams was a strong believer in the rule of law and the protection of civil liberties. He was a major proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and was a major advocate for the protection of religious freedom and the rights of citizens. Adams was a strong believer in the rule of law and the protection of civil liberties. He was a major proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and was a major advocate for the protection of religious freedom and the rights of citizens. He argued that the government should be limited in its power and that the people should be free to pursue their own interests without interference from the government. He also believed that the government should be accountable to the people and that the people should have the right to challenge the government if it acted in an unjust manner. Adams was a strong advocate for the separation of powers and the checks and balances that are necessary to ensure that the government does not become too powerful. He was also a strong proponent of the right to a fair trial and the right to due process of law. Adams was a strong believer in the rule of law and the protection of civil liberties, and he was a major advocate for the protection of the rights of citizens. Main idea number 20. Adams was a major proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Adams was a major proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. He was a major advocate for the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government and was a major force in the push for the ratification of the Constitution. Adams was a major proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. He was a staunch advocate for the separation of powers and the establishment of a strong federal government. He believed that the Constitution was the best way to ensure the safety and security of the American people, and he was a major force in the push for its ratification. Adams was also a strong supporter of the Bill of Rights, believing that it was essential to protect the rights of the people from the potential abuses of the government. He argued that the Bill of Rights was necessary to ensure that the government could not infringe upon the rights of the people, and he was a major proponent of its adoption. Adams was a vocal proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and he was a major influence in the push for their adoption. He argued that the Constitution was the best way to ensure the safety and security of the American people, and he was a major force in the push for its ratification. He also argued that the Bill of Rights was necessary to protect the rights of the people from the potential abuses of the government. Adams was a major proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and he was a major influence in the push for their adoption.